January 2nd, 2023, the Buffalo Bills were playing a game. I'm a sports fan. And they were playing for playoff rights. And their safety, Damar Hamlin, made a tackle. And after the tackle, he collapsed on the field. Now, I did not happen to be watching this game. I don't know why, because they were the only game on. But Shelly called me, and she said, Mom, here's what's happened. And so then I turned on, and the Buffalo Bills coach is Sean McDermott. And Sean McDermott is an outspoken man of God, a Christian man. He gathered the team around the young man who had fallen, and they all knelt right there on television. The amazing thing, the television announcer said, pray, everybody pray. When have you known of the announcers to say, pray, everybody pray? Now, there were hundreds of thousands of people watching this. It's the only game on. Playoffs are coming up. And there, the other team joins them. And they get down on their knees, and they're not doing anything but praying, and you can tell that they're praying. So they gather around him. The Bills press report, and this is a quote, said he suffered a cardiac arrest. It also said this, his heartbeat was restored on the field. They did not hurry him off. I've heard that Sean McDermott had something to do with that. But they kept him there, and they worked on him, and the people prayed, and they were praying all over this United States of America. Chip has some contacts, and I called last night because I didn't want to give you a time without verifying it. And I can't verify it, how long he was gone, but it was a goodly amount of time. But his heartbeat was restored because people were praying. Now, the quarterback, Josh Allen, and you really should go on YouTube and watch him talk. They played again this past Sunday. Not just this one, but January 8th. And they played a very important game. And they came out, and a lot of them had number 3 on. The other team got the toss, and they elected for the Bills to return and to kick off to them. They'd had possession first. And this guy with a great big 3 on him, because he was playing, that was the number. Number 3 is the number of the man who collapsed. And he took that ball, and he ran 96 yards. For a touchdown on the first play of the game. Damar Hamlin, his mind has come back. He sends them a tweet. He sends them a tweet on the day of the game. The man that collapsed, and he says, nothing I want more than to be running out that tunnel with my brothers. But God is using me in a different way today. He's a dedicated Christian. Tell somebody you love them. Josh Allen, he describes on YouTube his feelings. He said it was spiritual. He said, I can't describe it any other way. He said, I have had a spiritual awakening. And he said, we have had an awakening in the locker room. Hallelujah. He chose 3, and I wasn't going to tell this, Mary, but now I'll be brave enough to tell it. He tweeted after the game. He said, God is using the number 3 today. He said, we haven't had a run back in 3 years and 3 months. We had 3 touchdown passes, and we had 3 interceptions. Bless the Lord, hallelujah. What? Now, they haven't had a run back in 3 years and 3 months, and they get another one in the same game, all the way from the kickoff, all the way. And he said, Josh Allen says, I can't tell you. He ran around to all the players after that first run back, and he said, God's real, God's real. They said he just ran up and down the line. And the only thing he said to them was, God's real, God's real, God's real. He said, I'd gone to church as a boy, to a Methodist church, but it didn't never mean anything to me. And I never went as an adult. But he said, something's happened to me. He said, I can't explain it to you. I can't explain how I feel. I can only call it a spiritual awakening. That's big. Thousands and thousands in the sports world, plus people who don't even know anything about football knew about it and were praying. And God's going to do things like that. And we're going to see it. And we're going to see that spiritual awakening. We're going to see something happening in the church. He comes into us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But then as you yield to the plan and you look in the book for the glory of God, the Holy Ghost changes you from one degree of glory to the next degree of the glory. And with the church, there will be a final glorification, and that's when we'll be out of here. Because earth could no longer hold us, like it could no longer hold Enoch. So that glorification is going to take place. Bless the Lord. Prior to the catching up of the church, the Holy Spirit will have completed his work of preparing the body to be a habitation of God's glory. And I used to preach that, the glorious church, and I kind of had a little battle with myself. But God showed me this morning, this is right. I almost wanted to go that route, but this is right. So turn in your Bible to 1 Thessalonians 4, hallelujah. And I'm going to preach to you about the rapture of the church. Some of you have laid it down. I thought I marked that, but I guess I didn't. There it is. I did mark it. We're going to look at 1 Thessalonians. This is the first letter written to the church, according to many. And I believe it was written because they needed some straightening out on things. And he said here, a crisis in a way had arisen. Verse 13, 1 Thessalonians 4:13. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. When Jesus left and he went up, brother referred to it, he went up, then he said, you know, this same Jesus is coming back. Well, it was believed that he was coming back quickly. And people started dying, and he hasn't come back. So the Lord has to give them this revelation. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. The New Testament never calls the believer death. It's always departure or sleep. I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. When Jesus comes, he's talking about when they're going to come with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. That means this is doctrine. This is Bible doctrine. Sometimes Paul says, you know, it seems to me, or I think this or that. But this time he says, this Bible doctrine. By the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, we're going to start with verse 16. Well, I'll say this. It seems to me that the thing most people are ignorant about is the things that God said, I don't want you ignorant about this. And one of them is spiritual gifts. There is a great ignorance in the church concerning end things. Happy? We talked about this yesterday. For one thing, there's ignorance in the pastors. I'm ignorant about a lot of things. I don't know those things. Doesn't mean you're a bad person, but you just haven't maybe dwelt on those things or studied out those things. Or maybe even where you went to seminary, they got it wrong. One end time teacher at a Bible school taught the theories of Origen and early on. And he taught that everything is an allegory in the book of Revelation. It's not an allegory. There's real white horses. Jesus is coming on a real white horse, and I'll be right behind him on mine. So it can come from different reasons. But he doesn't want you ignorant, and he wants you informed. Now, we'll start with verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. This word is a shout of command. I believe it'll be the same thing he said to Kenneth Hagin that night at Rockwall, Texas. Come up hither to the throne of God. But it's a shout, a command. Then first thing you hear is the Lord's voice. Then second, the voice of the archangel with the trump. And I believe this is the great shofar of the Old Testament of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, the dead, hoi, and I'm going to make terrible mistakes in all my pronunciations, but you've got to forgive me. It is written. You must forgive, Rick. Hoi nekroi, somewhere in that neighborhood. But it denotes dead bodies or corpses in the grave, apart from the personality they once had. I recently spoke at Steve Papa. A lot of you know him. And I was up at Kansas City at his burial. And I thought of what Brother George Pearson's preached at Vanetta's graveside. And he said, they ought not call these cemeteries. They ought to call them resurrection sites. And there were a lot of people there, some of them that Linda had told me didn't know the Lord, you know, in the way that you and I might, new birth and all that. And so I told the people we were there, and I said, just look out here. Here's what's going to happen here. And, you know, when someone passes away, absent from the body, present with the Lord.
Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word. For over four decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world. On The Prophetic Witness, new episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.